wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Ai hoki mai anō ko Gurley Clark tēnei. I runga I tēnei wahanga o te rā, kei konei a Ricky Harawira, e kai waiata a eia. Ngari, e whakarongo mai ki a eia. Kia ora, Ricky.
Tēnā koe.
Ai, kamutu e mōhio nau, e haere ana koe ki ngā wānanga, ki ngā kura, e mahi ai. Ana koe tāone mahi. Ngari, I tēnei wā, e hororei ana koe, e rua wiki. Erua wiki e re horore ana koe, ka mutu kei kona koe ki te hau kāinga e whiriwhiri ana, me o etahi waiata a koe me tō hoa, e mahi ana o etahi waiata, hoi no hoki a popo nei, me hakarongo mai koe ki wā rātou kaupapa. Kei a koe te wā e Ricky kōrero mai.
Kia ora, a tāhoa tō kōrero. We've got a concert coming up. At Kaitaia Music, it's called Kaitaia Music Festival Gala, and it is at Te Ahu Centre, Saturday the 12th of Oketupa, and it starts at 2 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m. and there are about there's about six acts, I think. There's Shefu. Do you remember Shefu?
Right.
Auntie Shefu, and then we've got King Kapisi, and we've got a singer called Caitlin Smith. She's a jazz singer. She's very classy, she plays the piano and that. And then there's a wahine called Te Oho Rere Williams. She is a opera singer.
Oh,
and then we have another gentleman who's an opera singer as well. And then there's myself in there as well. So the tickets are available at Eventbrite. And if I can just bring it up here, I'm sure they're not too expensive. But, yeah. So this is going to be a really fabulous event. It's establishing the new year. It's 5 hours of music for the whole family.
Yep.
So featuring a variety of sounds from opera to jazz, hip-hop and gospel. And so there's local artists, myself, and the Abundant Life School Jazz Ensemble as well. Mm. And the opera singer man's name is Koloni Porvalu. So he's their... Our whanaunga from o Ngā Motere, the islands there. So we're really expecting a good turnout for this. A lot of family involved, and it's run by Opi Luge, Asam from Abundant Life School.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really classy show for the whole family, you know.
So it's October the 12th.
Yes.
And where are they having that?
Te Ahu Centre.
Okay. And the time?
The time is, let me see here, what was the time? It was Rua Karaka to Whitu Karaka.
2 p.m.
Aye.
Lima ono Whitu. That's 7 o'clock, eh?
Aye, yeah. So the tickets, pardon?
The time is 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
That's right, yes.
And the tickets are how much?
$32.68 for, was that right? Yeah, $32, I think.
$32.68, is that for any particular people, like kaumātus, any lesser than that or whatever?
Okay, I'll just bring it up here. Now, the general admission is actually $45. Over 65s is $30. A family special, which is two adults, three children, up to 16 years, is $100. And a group of five adults is $200.
So the tickets are $32.68. Is that right?
It actually says here $45 general admission. There's a bit of a, there's a bit of a discrepancy here. I think it's $45. But if you go on Kaitaia's page, Happenings in Kaitaia, also there's an Eventbrite link on there. Kaitaia Happenings.
Aye.
Happenings in Kaitaia. There's a link there.
Yeah.
You just go on there, click on there, and then...
Click on there, yeah. And it'll tell you the prices, eh?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, it sounds interesting and it sounds good for Kaitaia because there's a variety of singers, like, say, you've got jazz, you've got opera, you've got what else have you got?
Opera. You've got hip-hop and R&B, and then you've got my sort of style, which is multi-fusion, reggae, rock.
Oh, well, there's a variety for that price. And in Kaitaia, that's good. And it's October the 12th, which falls on a, what is it, Saturday, is it?
It is October the 12th.
Yeah, it's a Saturday, isn't it? Yep. And it's 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Aye.
How interesting. Yeah. How interesting.
I will be playing my new song. I haven't released it yet, but I've been developing a new song called Rua Pika Pika.
Oh, okay.
So I've really been enjoying playing that out lately. It's a heavy rock kind of song. It's all in Te Reo Māori, so it's all about the wars between the British and Māori and how we outclassed them with our guerrilla tactics.
Oh, okay. When you're singing, it's going to be good because it's history, you know.
Yes, it's history, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying in Māori. Now, Ricky, very good to hear about this particular one. I would say because it's school holidays at the moment, it's perhaps been well advertised in the township for this particular event, and I think it's good for Kaitaia because I like a bit of mixed music, like I like opera, I like hip-hop, I like all the, you know, country and western or whatever, but I like little shows in the one night, you know, and it shows you the variety of musicians, ne?
I agree.
It's good for Kaitaia because we don't see that a lot. And in saying that, Mr. Assam from the music teacher at Abundant Life, since he's come into Kaitaia and lived up here, there's been a good turnaround in music. And it applies to the kura as well as, I think, the local people in Muri Whenua. Kia ora mai anō.
Awesome.
So with that in mind, Ricky, nice to talk to you, and I'll catch up with you in another week or so.
Kia ora mōtō, Afi, kia pai tōra.
Me koe anō, me tō whānau. Kia ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumāwhetu i ra tahi te iarere.